Welcome, everybody. Shir number 883, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we were talking about last shir in reference to if somebody drank a drink and they don't know if it's wine or they don't know if they drank enough or whatever the case is, they have a suffix. So what do they want to do? They want to, we said one wants to, you know, make ala michya, they'll eat some cookies, cake or something like that, and include that bracha, and then stick in the al hagefen over there. And then they'll eat something else that's a bar nefashos, and they'll make a bar nefashos, because it could have been they have to make a bar nefashos. They're not sure if it's wine, or if they drank enough, or they didn't drink enough. So let's say in a case in time where they're not sure if it's wine, so then could be it's bar nefashos. So you eat something else, make a bar nefashos, and what they want to do, and they want to stick it into a different bracha achas mei shalish, either al ho'eitz or al hamichiv, something like that. To make sure, because they don't, it could be also that they don't know if they drank enough. But be it as it may, so we said, l'maisa l'chatchila, for sure, one should be careful not to do that. Just to end off, just chazering over, reviewing again, the bottom line is, the Mishnah Berurah did say, if somebody did drink, and they're not sure, was it wine, was it not, was it grape juice, was it not, so one should be careful not to stick it in, l'chatchila, into another brachachas main shalash, like al hamichya, not to stick in al ho'eitz, but at least the bar nefesh is to make like this. At least you could fix whatever you could fix, and possibly it was a regular drink, therefore you wouldn't need a bar nefesh. Okay, so that's what we spoke about. We're trying to finish off Simon Reish Ches, our Simon. So the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say, interesting, in Sifkat and Pei Aleph, Vim Ochal, he says, okay, so now a different case, and we'll get to the bottom line, B'dievet. Let's say somebody did do it, or did drink this drink, or could they talk a B'dievet, they're stuck. What are they going to do? So how could they work with it? And we also said, just real quickly reviewing, that if somebody has other wine or other grape juice, and they know that for sure is grape juice, then drink that, then drink enough to make a al hagefen and include the drink that you had before, and also the bar nefashos, drink or read something else, and say the bar nefashos. Okay, so now the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Pei Aleph, Ochal pri shemesubik bevechase ve'ein loy pri mishemes haminim. So the case is like this, then we'll read it inside. Somebody ate a fruit, and I'm not sure, is it from the shemes haminim, is it not? So what's the problem? Shemes haminim, if it's from the shemes haminim, let's say grapes, I ate enough grapes, right? We'll talk about b'linei de bezeres Hashem, I want to talk about it. What about beria? If somebody ate a whole grape, how do we work that? But we'll get to that. But right now I ate enough grapes, I have to make, somebody ate enough grapes, I have to make a al ha'etz, right? Because it's from the Shivas Aminim. So we have, there's a few different fruits from the Shivas Aminim. So now let's say somebody ate a fruit and they're not sure. Was that really from the Shivas Aminim? I'm not sure. So maybe I have to make a al ha'etz, but maybe it wasn't. So maybe I have to make a burn of fashis. So the Mishnah Berurah says, this is a different case. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Pei Aleph, im ochal pre-eats, from Machal pre-eats, for any day somebody ate a fruit. Any day in whom Shivas Aminim, and I don't know, they don't know. Is it one of the Shivas Aminim and I have to make a al ho'eitz, or is it not? Then maybe I have to make a burn of flushes. So now, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'ein le pri acher shum mishivas aminim." So we'll tell you, go take some grapes, or go take something else that's from one of the Shivas Aminim. Eat that, eat enough to make a al ho'eitz, and then have that thing that you, that fruit that you ate, that you're not sure if it's from the Shivas Aminim, in mind. Have that in mind also. But the person doesn't have it. Ain't like pre achashum Shivas Aminim. I don't have anything else. I have an orange, I have an apple, but nothing that's part of the Shivas Aminim, like the figs, the dates we spoke about, right? So I don't have anything else, but the fruit I ate, I'm not sure, is that one of the Shivas Aminim or not? So what do I do? Ain't like pre achashum Shivas Aminim, lahoitzi v'berchas v'eshalish, so kosova magad Avram. So he says, oh, so the Magen Avraham tells us, Taka de yuchal likach yain, a person will be able to take wine. Maybe you have wine in the house. Maybe you have grape juice. So I'll drink up a revius at least of wine, right? I'll drink up a cup of wine, a cup of grape juice. V'hu adin echad mechameshes minay dogon shebelchose gam kemayin shalish. The same thing would apply. He brings, again, from the Magen Avraham, to go, if somebody wants to eat from the chameshes minay dogon, like you'll take a cookie, you'll take some cake, gam kemayin shalish, and you'll have to make a al hamichya. Oh, so that you would be allowed to do, he says, for Yosef lichlal b'habracha al ho'eitz, and you could add for Yosef lichlal b'habracha al ho'eitz, v'al priyo'eitz, for yatz b'manav shach, and you would be able to add it in. So this case is different. The person that we're all thinking, I don't understand. We spoke about it yesterday. If I'm not sure if I drank, if the wine was wine or not, I'm not sure if I drank enough or if I didn't drink enough. So over there, I can't just stick it in. I can't just eat cookies and cake and stick in al hageffen. It's an extra word. I can't stick it in. But how come over here I could stick in? When I could stick in the al hoetz, I'll eat some cookies and cake, right? I ate a fruit. I don't know if it's one of the shivas aminim. In other words, is it a fruit that requires a al hoetz val pri hoetz, or is it a fruit that requires a bar nefashos? I don't know. So I'll eat some cake, and then on the cake I have to make al hamechi. So I'll stick in al hoetz. The magid of Mishnah brings out the magid of Ram. You could do that, okay? No problem. Why? So there's a differentiation over here. He says, interesting. Biyotzim imonavshach. The af im hapri ein zu einem mishivus aminim. Let's say the fruit you ate, you're not sure. Is it not? But let's say it's not. Let's say it's a regular fruit. So still shayach loimer aleh pre-awaits. You can still say pre-awaits, right? What am I going to make? I'm going to make a aloeitz fal pre-awaits. The bracha on the if I ate, let's say, a bunch of grapes, right? I ate enough grapes. So I'm allowed to, I have to make aloeitz fal pre-awaits. That's the bracha. So this bracha really, really b'dievet, if somebody said it on a regular fruit, so l'choyre b'dievet, of course, not for sure, but a person would be yaitza, right? So a person, because it's a fruit, it's still a fruit. Bottom line is the lotion that you're saying is fruit. So the thing you ate is a fruit. It might require bar nefashos, it might require halaitz, but it still is a fruit. So you want to stick in the word pre-ho-eit, so that would be fine. So he says, interesting, just like we spoke about last time in Sif Yud Gimel, again, now with Simon Shir Resh Ches, Sif Yud Gimel, if somebody ate fruits, they ate, let's say, grapes, right, which you have to make al hoetz val pri hoetz from the shivus aminim, and they also ate an apple. I had an apple, not grapes, so now I have to make a bracha of al hoetz val pri hoetz, right? So do I make a bar nefashos on my apple? No. Ain't tzarich levarich al hatapuchim bar nefashos. You don't have to make a bar nefashos. Shigam heim bichlal birchas al hoetz. Because you're making the bracha, the after bracha of al hoetz, it includes the apple, it includes the orange, because it's all eitz, it's all fruit. So he says the same thing over here. If you're going to go, if you ate a fruit and you're not sure if you have to make al hoetz or not, so just go ahead and eat some cake or cookies or the best thing is to eat something else that's from the shivus aminim. I don't have. So go ahead and eat some cookies or drink some wine, right? Then you'll have to make al hageffen, or you'll have to make a al hamichya, and then stick in pre-o-eitz. But you'll say, well, how could I do that? So the answer is, you could, because even if it's a regular fruit, so to say the words pre-o-eitz, it's still the right bracha, b'dievet at least, because it's a fruit, right? Fruit is fruit, either way. Even though technically, l'chatchil, of course, it needs a bar nefashos. Okay, we'll continue next time. We want to try and get to a summation of the whole Indian. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.